Nothing But the Truth, written and read by Helen Oakwater. Don't worry, he wasn't abused, just neglected. Dr. Bessel van der Kolk's catchphrase, "The Body Keeps the Score," is the title of his new book. We know an infant's brain wires differently when exposed to trauma, which is an overwhelming affect or emotion, or a belief that you might die. Yet there's been much less recognition of how trauma is stored within the body and how it can be melted. Imagine an infant, Tim, who's lying in a cot and has had no human contact for over 24 hours because his mother has gone out on one of her frequent drinking binges. Tim's experience of extreme neglect is that he may hear crashing doors, shouting, or silence. He may see nothing but darkness. He can taste sour milk, vomit. He can smell his own feces and urine, vomit and sour milk. He can feel the cracked skin from the nappy rash that runs from his stomach to his knees. And he can feel gripping pains in his stomach from hunger and the fact his feet are icy cold. This combination of sensory experiences is stored within the implicit memory, which is inaccessible with words. Metaphorically, I think of it as embedded shrapnel. Just pause and consider for a minute, what beliefs might Tim have formed about himself as he lay in the cot? That he's unimportant, toxic, disgusting. Reflect on the emotions he will experience. Fury, grief, fear. Fast forward, and Tim is adopted by a delightful family who know Tim had a tough time before placement, but lack much of the detail. So it's inconceivable he could ever feel neglected with them. Or is it? This particular episode of neglect is a cohort of specific physiological sensations. Metaphorically, a triangular piece of opaque green glass. Might it be replicated at a later date? Sadly, yes. Unlike other children, it's not one small page from their life story. It's the whole book. Fast forward again. It's a cold winter's evening. 15-year-old Tim spent his lunch money on cigarettes, lost his bus pass, and has walked home in the rain. After he opens the front door, it crashes behind him and the hall light blows. And from the kitchen, his mum calls, "Hi, Tim," and he responds by screaming abuse at her. Why? Pause for a minute and consider Tim's sensory experience at precisely that moment. He has cold, wet feet. His empty tummy is rumbling. It's dark. There was a sudden, loud crash. Compare this to his experience as a neglected child, wet, cold, and alone in his cot. The sensory experience is a close match. Plus, his hand has flown to his face where the vibrant acne between his fingers echoes the texture of nappy rash. This combination of visual, auditory, and kinesthetic cues triggers an implicit memory and resonates with that triangular piece of opaque green glass. And because these sensory triggers are sufficiently similar, Tim has, in an instant, been transported back to his cot, reawakening his sense of terror, rage, and insignificance. The words he screams at his mother probably replicate the phrases he heard back then. Oh, if only she knew what a difference it would make to her. Her view of him, her parenting techniques, and her therapeutic strategies. I think that metaphorically, traumatized children wrap themselves in bubble wrap as an effective protection strategy. A useful strategy when you're lying in a cot neglected. However, it distorts their view of the world and our view of them. The role of therapeutic parents is to gently help the child remove the bubble wrap, transforming their underlying negative beliefs and corrupted sense of self. Assisting a child to reframe their past is much easier if you know the truth about their past. The real truth, not a sanitized, pink, fluffy life storybook, but the whole, uncensored, historic truth. The child already knows it in their body, yet the stories they are often told do not match their intrinsic experiences. 100% truth-telling in an age-appropriate way stops the mismatching, fantasies, and lies. An honest, coherent narrative which matches their sensory memories, presented in a digestible and appropriate way, will help future-proof children. This strategy dissolves some of the shrapnel, allows children to comprehend their own reactions, behaviour, and triggers. We must see beyond the presenting behaviour and have the courage to address, demystify, and reframe the past. Without the truth, our children are relentlessly trapped inside their old, traumatizing cot.